Good morning, Dashers. In light of the U.S. government acknowledging the existence of UFOs, the Alien Welcoming Committee is launching a probe to investigate sightings around campus. If you would like to be probed by the Alien Welcoming Committee, please add your name to the list in front of the cafeteria.
Oh, hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Astronomy Committee, please report to Conference Room H. The School Astronomy Committee, please report to Conference Room H.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. I got confused as to what room we were in. I thought we were in Room A, but we're in H. Sorry I'm late.
It's okay, I get it. Coach Steve gets it. We really are just happy to be here. And we heard there's some like really important buzz happening around outside. Like, what's going on?
A Jefferson Starship being blasted really loudly on the speakers, I think, is what that sound is. That you know that old guy who just kind of parks in the parking lot and has got the subwoofers in the back of his Jeep and just blasts random music from the 80s? I think that's him.
Keep it going at full blast is what I say. I mean, is there anything better than Jefferson Starship?
Loads. There is loads better than Jefferson Starship. And by the way, it's not an 80s music band there, Coach Steve. Just to let you know, Jefferson Starship is before that time.
Man, I don't want to alarm any of you, but there's weird things going on outside.
Not everybody has been outside today, Headmaster. This is unprecedented times that we're in, and I'm glad that we're all here together, because we may be having an alien invasion at the moment.
What? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Real aliens? I thought that there was something weird happening outside. It felt strange. I think you've confirmed that it's aliens, and I'm really happy that we're all together because this is terrifying.
Perhaps the reason we're confused is the aliens also blast Jefferson Starship as they're coming down to Earth. I think that was where the confusion lies.
Quick, grab all of your recording devices. Let's get out there and document this. We'll be famous.
Record this? You want us to record this? Look, I know the difference. It isn't Jefferson Starship. It's Jefferson Airplane. There's a huge difference there. A huge difference there.
Sandwiches. I remember something about aliens and sandwiches. Coach, we need sandwiches pronto.
Today is the day that we go quietly into the night. We do not vanish without a sight. We have to survive. We have to move on, because today, I'll let you guys go first.
Unto the breach, dear friends, unto the breach, as, you know, Professor Green would say. But you guys, if we, if there's a real aliens coming, I might be ugly crying like any minute now.
Veritas Prep got aliens like 2 years ago. We're always behind.
We're always behind, but we can do it better than they did. We can get this documented, people. Come on. Fame and fortune.
X with an X, terrestrials. Because in language arts, that's how we spell it sometimes when we just want to make them really scary, is X extraterrestrials. And I just want to let you guys know that I feel...
You know, I think they might have gotten Molly.
Oh, no!
Zoinks is a word we use a lot when we get excited and we're kind of towards the end here. I hope Professor McGill is okay. Yep. She is. She's back. Man, you were gone for like 30 seconds there, Professor McGill. Like, were you wow. How was that abduction?
All right, you guys. Did Professor McGill just have a momentary alien abduction here in room H? Because if this is real, the ugly crying's gonna commence a lot sooner.
Be honest, and this is for scientific reasons only, but were you probed in any way?
Creating a book based on your experiences is going to make you millions. Write it down.
Doggone it, guys. I can't remember anything that just happened. I was here 1 second, and then the next thing I know, I'm being asked if I was probed. And honestly, I don't know. Do I look probed? Oh, my God.
Everybody, remain calm. We will get through this.
For the love of Pete, just give Randy some information, like draw a picture or something. He needs to document something. Something needs to be published.
Good God, woman, where are you probed?
Hang tight. We'll call the authorities. We'll get through this. We'll figure out what happened to Molly's missing time. All right. Good meeting, everybody.
What's it, though?
I'm so scared.
I have questions.
Dispatch of Boulder Dash County. There is an unknown object in the sky above City Hall, and I need all troopers circulating the center of town to report to City Hall.
Yeah, dispatch, this is, this car 34. I'm in the artisanal. I don't see anything above the coffee shop. Should I investigate the coffee shop further?
Well, as I stated before, the unknown object is flying above City Hall, so you will have to exit artisanal to see if there is a flying object above the building.
Car 49 here, dispatch. Car 49, Roderick and Broderick. Just wondering, did you say that we had to go get some coffee at Artisanal, or, I'm sorry, just trying to clarify, we weren't really paying attention.
As stated before, there is an unknown flying object above City Hall, and I need all troopers out in the center of town, and that does include the Artisanal Bakery, to report to City Hall to investigate the flying object.
Dispatch? This is Trevor, you know, Segway Cop 8, and I'm over by Scrapple Apple Falls. I am on my way maximum speed.
Thank you, Officer Trevor. We'll see you in about 25 minutes.
Copy that.
Oh, hey there, this is Car 26. I was just out in the in Farmer Johnson's field, just investigating the cows as I do weekly, just making sure the milk is up to snuff and all that. And, well, I just saw a couple cows just vanish into the air. Just thought I'd bring that up, okay?
That does sound peculiar, officer. I would like for you to stay on the scene and investigate further. Thank you.
Dispatch, this is Trevor again. I just wanted to let you know that the back half of a cow just fell down directly in front of my Segway. Luckily, I was able to hit the emergency brake and stop in time.
Fantastic! Is your Segway all right? That is the only one we have in Boulder Dash County.
Thank you for asking. Dispatch, Segway is fine. I am fine. The airbags did not deploy. But this back half of cow does have a metal probe sticking from it.
This is perplexing, officers. I need all officers to abort the plan to go to City Hall and head towards Johnson Farm area to investigate the half-cow
dispatch. This is car 34. I just went out to my car, and there's a front half of a cow near the trunk. I'm going to have to stay here, because if somebody doesn't cook this up, it's going to go bad.
Hey, dispatch, this is car 49. I guess that answers the question where the other half went.
Good one, Roderick.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Officer Roderick, you can never help yourself, but I am appreciative of your presence here today. I do need both of you, Officers Roderick and Broderick, to investigate the half cows, please.
Oh, hey there. Can you guys still hear me on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, great. I was politely asked to get into this flying saucer, so I'm just chilling up here for a bit. It's great that we can still talk to each other. Just let me know if you want any details about what's going on in here.
Yes, we absolutely want all the details. But first, I need Boomer. We have animals, half animals, on the loose. Where is animal control?
Hey, dispatch, I am already on this. I am all over this. Full animals, half animals, partial animals, anything to do with an animal, I'm on it. Your Boomer is here, and I already have a rope tied to the back half of the Segway cop's cow, and I'm dragging it behind my PT Cruiser, bringing it in for some investigation, and we're on our way. I'm keeping an eye to the sky.
Thank you, Boomer. We will at least have half a cow for inspection of this alien abduction.
Dispatch, car 49 here. Roderick and Broderick again. Just want to let you know that we see bull-sprouted frag holes falling from the sky right now. I report the endangered species of bull-sprouted frag holes are falling from the sky right now, dispatch. Boomer, we might need you up here.
Dad, we've been walking for days. You keep telling me that Johnson's Farm in Balderdash County is like the place for us to graze. But like, I really, really liked it in Nova Scotia.
Just chew your gut, eh?
Okay, it's just, the grass is greener here, I know. But we've been walking for so long, and I'm just, you know, I'm still a little unclear why we've traveled this far just to eat out of Johnson's Farm's field.
Look, when I was a little calf, the only thing I wanted to do was to go to Johnson's Farm to get some of that green, green grass, eh?
Yeah, you've been telling me about it since I came out and was on my 4 feet.
Yeah, and now we're here, you know?
We're here, and the grass is greener, but, I'm seeing some questionable things here, Dad. You know, I know that they're American cows, but I'm not quite sure that I feel safe being around these other cows that are just completely cut in half.
Look, Americans are big into their surgery, that's all.
That's,
I mean, you're
true.
Just looking at some cows trying to lose weight. They're not like us, just naturally svelte, you know?
Moo.
Right, Dad.
Hi, guys. You guys don't sound like you're from around here.
We just got here. We've just arrived. Eh?
Yeah, eh? So, I'm just telling my daughter here how sometimes American cows like to get a little bit in the nip tuck, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it's really big here. You guys look like you're all natural beef.
I'm sorry. I'm Angus. This is my daughter, Bessie.
Hi. Really nice to meet you.
Hey, I'm Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck. Yeah. So, we were curious about this new weight loss trend going around with American cows. There's a bunch of halvesy on the field there, eh?
Yeah. No, it's... Wait, what?
There's a bunch of half a cows just kind of laying about, being all still and everything. We figured it was like the American surgical thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's laser treatment. Just didn't go too well. You know, we try new stuff.
Apparently, it was a strong laser if it cut the cows in half, though, eh?
Right in half.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, hey, don't mind us. We're new here. I'm Angus. This is Bessie.
Hi, I'm sorry. Are we on your patch of grass?
Hey, I'm Porter. Well, this is kind of my patch of grass because I can't really move unless I, like, drag myself somewhere because I only have two legs left.
This is Trevor again. I just wanted to let you know
hey there. Hey there, cows. Just here for my weekly inspection.
Who's that?
Well, let me just look at the milk charts here. Oh, the milk is looking... let me write down up to snuff in my notepad here.
Oh, that's Officer 26. Oh,
26.
Over here, Officer 26. Oh.
Oh, hey there, cows. Just here for my weekly inspection, eh? Let's see how the milk is doing. Okay.
Hey, Bessie, do you see that green-blue light in the sky over there, eh?
Okay, dokie.
Looks like the Aurora Borealis.
I didn't know they had it this far south. Oh, that's really beautiful. Hey, it usually get brighter like that?
It's blinding. It's so bright. This is not like the Aurora Borealis anymore.
Well, they do.
Why is he being drawn right? Oh my gosh, that.
Inspect this bright light. This seems like a good police officer work right here. Maybe the boys will give me some respect back in the old precinct. That's okay. Source of light. Look up. Disc in sky. Okay, let me write this down. Actually, no, I'm just going to put a bunch of dots instead. I'll figure that out later. Okay. Hello?
Dad, I didn't know American humans could fly.
It's America. They always do everything bigger. It's probably just jumping or something, you know, eh?
This feels a little funny. This is the weirdest milk inspection I've ever done.
And he's gone.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Thank you so much for joining us here in our flying saucer. Can I get you a lemonade?
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, I'm a little parched from being sucked up in the sky. You know.
Perfect. We have lemonade and we have strawberry lemonade. I'm going to give you strawberry lemonade because it makes people tell the truth.
Oh, that sounds nice. Hey, do you mind if I ask you a couple questions with my handy notepad here?
More than happy to. I am fluent in human handwriting.
Okie dokie. All right, so let's see. There was half a cow discovered. I forget where that one was discovered. Somewhere in town, and then the other half was discovered somewhere else. And they did fall down from the sky. So we're a little bit. We were wondering if maybe you folks were involved in that.
We do not tell our secrets to mortal humans. However. We do love cows.
Hey, Meatblorp! I got the half of the cow you asked for!
Thank goodness! I do love the front half of the cow very, very much. Thank you so much, Glooby Gloop.
I'll get the ribs on. This is good. Oh, I didn't know you got a native.
Oh, hey there. I'm car 26. is up here. Just looking around, you know, just making sure everything's up to code and all that.
I gave him the strawberry lemonade.
I notice he's very truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, car 26. How do you feel about cold metal tubes?
Oh, I mean, it depends on the kind, but I honestly usually a huge fan of cold metal tubes.
Huge fan? That's great. I won't have to warm these up. I'll be right back.
Thanks, Gloobity Gloop.
Psst. Psst. Excuse me, did you say your name's Car 26? Sir, over here.
Oh,
over
here. Hey, hi. Hi there.
Hey, I've been up here for a while.
Oh my gracious.
I'm a professor
goodness.
At Boulder Dash Academy, and I'm just...
You're a professor at Boulder Dash?
Yeah, yes, yes, and you're here, and thank God you're here, and I don't... I can't explain any of this. The last thing I know, I heard Jefferson Starship in my head.
Oh no, that's exactly what I heard as I was being sucked up into space. That's not a good sign.
Excuse me, what?
Where? Jefferson Starship is a bearer of bad news, I'm afraid.
Did they ask you about the probes?
No, but they asked me if I like cold metal tubes.
And you said?
Oh, I love them. Huge fan.
Hey guys, did I hear you talk about cold tubes and Jefferson Starship?
Oh, hey there. I'm Car 26.
I'm sorry about my parents. They're such dweebs. Oh. I don't know what their problem is. They travel around the galaxy and they just beam natives up and then they play really old crappy music and then they just stick cold tubes up their butts. I mean, they're just so weird. I'm so sorry.
You know, I work with adolescents, so I totally get where you're coming from. Parents can be such a drag, and you just want to go out and explore the world, right, 26?
Right.
Let's explore the Earth, right, 26?
Oh, yeah, there's lots to explore down there, yeah, for sure, yeah. You should just, just land the spacecraft and, let the occupants out and, just walk around and see what the Earth's all about.
You know, I like that. I mean, I'm almost 4,000 years old.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, so young.
I'm really close to getting my driver's license. By the way, my name is Flurpy.
Flurpy, pleasure.
Flurpy. Hi.
Pleasure.
All right, let me find the keys. Yes. Mom's purse is such a mess.
Oh, Flurpy, I'd introduce myself, but I seem to be having amnesia. All I remember is... my car number. I don't even remember what kind of a car I drive. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Oh.
Transporter stuff.
Is this, did I get, amnesiated a little bit on my way up here? What's
Flurpy,
going on?
Flurpy, he drank the strawberry lemonade.
Oh.
He drank it.
Oh, no. All I can remember is penguins and anal. Oh, art is anal. Okay, it came to me. Okay, yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Okay, I just had to think about beignets.
Oh,
I'm back.
Okay. Flurpy! Oh, Mom!
Oh, no.
Flurpy, where are you? Hi. The kitchen is still dirty. Oh, come in, Mom!
No. Please stay.
Alright, find the keys here.
Before Gloobity Glurp comes back with the...
Oh, let me hit this button. It says eject.
Okay.
Who turned off my winds of change?
This is dispatch of Spaceship 42. I am trying to communicate with Spaceship 78, home of Glurp and Bloop and Flurpy. We have a human abduction. In fact, we have two humans present on this ship. Can you report back?
Yeah, this is Rod Rourke. Ship 49 here. Wasn't my job to watch him this time.
Hey there. This is Ship 76, I just wanted to report in that I don't have humans. I do have a couple of nargwals, but that's not what you were looking for on the other side of planet Twerp. I actually found a nice beignets shop.
Fantastic. I think I will need one of those beignets and those narwhals, please. I am trying to communicate with the humans upon the ship destined from Earth.
Hey, guys, this is Gloomer. And I am on the case. I have reason to believe that the two humans have been ejaculated. I'm gonna go check it out. Not before getting a few of these beignets. They're out of this world.
Yeah, dispatch. This is Flip Dorp in spaceship number 69. I think I saw that ship headed towards Earth. I was heading in the other direction to circle around Uranus.
Thank you. If you could just do one more circulation of Uranus before reporting back to planet Twerp, that would be fantastic to make sure that the humans have been ejaculated.
I'll be back in a couple of light years.
Dispatch, ship 49, do we have to ejaculate before or after getting the Uranus ring?
Dispatch there. Hey, car number 1,042,629 light years. Yes, Skip McLightyear here. I've circled around Uranus multiple times, and I have no problem. No ejaculation problems here.
Dispatch. Can you hear me? Dispatch.
Yes, I can hear you.
This is Gus Grissom. I'm on Mazork's ship. I've been here for decades. I need to get back to Earth.
I really wish I knew more about your story so I could help you out here.
Cut to March 23rd, 1965, in the Gemini 3 space capsule, the Molly Brown.
All right, dude, like, I'm going to push this button here, and then I do, like, this button here, and then, hey, Dad, twist the knob.
Gus, here, have that.
What? Huh?
Have this.
What? What is it? Dad, what is that?
It's a corned beef sandwich.
Why, dude, you've got a corned beef cat.
My head is spacey, fucking crazy, dude.
I brought it with me. Let's see how it tastes.
Oh, man. Dude, we are going to be in so much trouble. This is not space ice cream, dude. Dude.
No, it's not.
Dude, you are
this a is,
baller.
It's from Wolfie's.
Gemini 3, this is Houston. We've lost communication. Everything all right up there?
Dude, sorry.
Gemini, we're good up here.
Sorry, Houston dudes. We are just having a blast looking at the outer space.
Excellent. We just wanted to check on you.
Gemini capsule to ground control. This styrofoam ice cream block, it's delicious, by the way.
It's totally great.
Yep. You should have Wolfgang Puck do this again.
Greetings.
Oh. With aliens.
Oh. Greetings.
Dude.
This is Mazork 5 intercepting.
Dude, what's up, Mazork? What's up, man?
Mazork?
I am interrupting this transmission in order to query what you business you have in this quadrant of the universe.
Okay, dude, hold on one second. One second, man.
And also, if you have any yummy foodstuffs for which to offer.
Oh, shit, man, she wants her sandwich, dude. She totally wants her sandwich. She knows it. Dude, you are so...
I need some noshing. I've been out for many more years.
What the fuck are more gears, dude? You are so scared. I don't even know.
I cannot let this sandwich go, Gus.
All right, hold on. I got this. Hey, Mayflower Fork. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Mayfork.
Mayzork 5.
Mayfork.
Affirmative, Earthling.
Yeah, sometimes I can't get the right accent.
You're doing great.
Hey, we're totally into sharing our space ice cream with you, but can you just, like, give us a second? Because we got something crusty that's totally not severe.
I shall give you 60 seconds before I vaporize you with my plutonium modulator.
We return to present day.
I had a corned beef sandwich. Not only did they take the sandwich, but they took me. And they put somebody in my place. I need to get back to Earth. Oh, crap. Mazork's coming. I gotta go.
What are you doing on that microphone? What's the matter? You don't like my crummy, yummy corned beef sandwich?
No, it's great. It's great. I love it.
Hey Dasher fans, Coach Steve here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Head to Head. Each episode features a new guest competing against a member of the Balderdash Academy faculty in a game of pointless trivia. Join me and my co-host Randy Hunt as we see who is more intelligent than a fake professor. Now available on the Balderdash Academy feed on all your favorite podcast apps.
Do you like 80s television? Of course you do. Do you like helicopters? Of course you do. Do you like men serenading eagles by the waterfront while playing cello? Yes. Yes, you do. If you'd like to hear more about helicopters and cellos, please be sure and tune in to Champa and Klein the Airwolf Years every week on your favorite podcast service. Join hosts Greg and Dave as they discuss every single episode of the classic 1980s television series Airwolf. Be sure and subscribe today.
God, Hiram, you see that cop just fall out of the sky covered in that white goo?
Oh, man. He was falling like a bird poop from hell.
looks like he's covered in that clam chowder.
Oh, yeah. It had those heat wavy lines coming off it, too.
All right, you go get the shovel. I'm going to go over give him a poke, see if he's alive.
I'll get the shovel. You go poke him.
Excuse me, Officer Chowder.
Oh, hey there. Oh dear. That was a weird dream. I always have the weirdest dreams out here in Farmer Johnson's field.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, you look like you fell out of the Campbell Soup Factory somewhere up them skywards.
Oh, that's a bit weird. Last thing I remember was coming over here and just inspecting the cows and making sure the milk was up to snuff and all that. You know, just classic policeman work.
Come over here? Officer, where do you think you are?
Oh, I think, starts with a B. Bladder. Douche. Country.
Yeah, bladder douche country. Yeah, Hiram, bring the net with you.
I gotta get the net too. All right, I'll be right back.
Listen, son, you're in Balderdash County.
Oh yeah, that rings a bell. Honestly, all I remember is the number 26, and don't drink the red stuff.
Yeah, well, that could apply to anything in this county. Look, We're going to get you back over to the police department. They're going to work you out and figure out where you come from.
Oh, can we just not get the police involved, please? I think that would probably be for the best.
Wait, not get the police? Why would we not get the police involved? You're dressed like a police officer.
Oh. Is it Halloween?
No, it ain't been Halloween for a couple of months now there, bud.
Oh, dear. Sometimes this happens. I'll wake up in another man's clothing. I don't know how it happens. This is frustrating.
Yeah. Tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna back away slowly. My friend Hira might get the old garden hose, give you a rinse off, and then we're gonna send you on your way. Would that be better for you?
You need the garden hose?
Garden hose, Hiram.
Garden hose, net, shovel.
Yeah?
I'm going to get a sandwich, too. Be right back.
Yeah, sandwich is good, too, yeah. Goes well with that chowder.
Oh, hang on here. I do have this notepad. Let's see what sort of notes I've been writing down here.
Yeah, let's see what sort of notes you have down there, strange boy.
Oh, okay. This will jog my memory right here. This is just a whole page dedicated to the word beignet.
Yeah.
I have done little stylized drawings of beignets and, okay, let's turn to the next page. See right here. Oh, this is, lots of, oh, I've drawn little penguins.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. Okay, let's go to this page. Oh, this says aliens, ? And this says cows up to snuff. And then just lots of dotted lines.
Well, there you go. That answers your question. That word aliens is what you need to focus on. You're a game warden trying to stop illegal immigration of cows from Canada.
Oh, that sounds like a noble profession.
Yeah. That explains the chowder and everything. They eat that like the Dickens up north. Good. Hiram.
Yes, sir.
Get some maple syrup while you're at it.
Maple syrup, sandwich, shovel, garden hose. Shovel. Yeah, okay, I already have that in my hand. All right, yep. Be right back.
Why don't you come with us, Mr. Canadian Cowbusters? We'll get you cleaned up and sent on your way home.
All right, Tedward, Miss Debris, thank you for joining us. I see you got my text message.
Yes, on this newfangled device that one of the kids gave me. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, your overalls are looking great. Wait.
Oh, you noticed. No. Yes, they're high-waisted.
This is just jeans.
Those are awfully high-waisted, looking real sexy there, if I might see you.
You're going to make me drop my spatula.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, I won't.
I only wish you would.
No, okay. Yeah. Thank you again for coming. So with the recent weird weather we had with the bull sprouted frag holes raining down from the sky, we're actually able, even though they're endangered, they didn't unfortunately make it survive the impact.
Oh, that's such good news.
But we don't need to use these frogs anymore because we're going to be dissecting the bull sprouted frag holes. And Tedward thought that, in some countries, frogs are a delicacy. I was just wondering if you might be interested in my little stash of frogs here.
Well, I'll just have you know that I studied Francois in Francais when I was 15.
But you did.
Wow.
And I tried to cook with some frogs in the past. Tedward, I'd love to know any recipes that you might have.
Well, I have a couple of time-honored recipes for a variety of different kind of frogs and other amphibians that I've used over the years.
Oh.
Might I say, tastes like chicken.
Oh, yes, it quite does. It tastes so much like chicken, I use it in my chicken dishes. Nobody knows.
That's smart. That's real smart.
So, sounds like not only could you use these, but you're well-versed at utilizing these amphibians.
Yes, honey.
Yes. I have a question, Professor. How do you plan on taking the teeth out?
Of the bull-spotted frag holes?
Yeah, it's a lot of teeth. I'm going to need some extra help.
Yeah, that's part of the dissection that we have the students go through. And it also doubles as a dental course that we do for home ec. So I kind of team up with yes. Professor Stuart Harmon, and we kind of tag team that.
Excellent. Can I get a partial denture there out of a couple of frag hole teeth?
Oh,
yeah. I like how you got your frag hole dentures in. Yeah, they look great.
You can use some tongs if you need to pull them out. They're great for extracting, Tubbard. If you ever need some extracting, you can come on down to the kitchen, if you know what I mean.
Oh, really? I like the sound of that.
Yeah. You carry those tongs with you everywhere.
Click, 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 I sure click, click. Do. Look at this. Lickety slip. Clickety yep, clack.
Oh. Got me there. Got me.
All right. Well, you guys seem to be really enjoying each other. So the frogs are in the back. I'll just let you grab them whenever. Let you guys catch up. Finger guns, except tongs.
Tongs. I get tongs, buddy.
Hey, Debris. Have you ever felt the purr of a diesel engine going 25 down the highway?
Balder 97.5.
That was Probe My Alien by Invasion. Joining us here on House of Heavy Metal with me, Flip Axman, we have New to Town Maze Orc 5. Maze Orc, I noticed that when you came here, blinding light, missing time, the next thing you know, I'm walking funny. So you tell me, what does Balderdash County mean to you?
Hello. I am pleased to be here today. Thank you for the invitation. I must say your sandwiches are exquisite, and I would say that that is probably the number one thing I like about Balderdash County.
Right on. You know, I love sandwiches. This one time in Paris, I was following around the Stones. They were doing their European tour back in 69. I stopped in, got a baguette, no lunch meat. What did I do? Grab some butter, best sandwich of my life. Now, I understand that you've come in peace, but it seems like you and maybe your group has this issue with cows. So talk a little about that.
Yes, Maze Arc 5 comes in peace. Maze Arc 5 comes in one piece. Ha 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 ha. Unlike the cows. Right ha 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 ha. Anywho, yes, the planet Twerk, which I come from, has a very deep affinity for your cows, as you call them. On our planet, we call them Flerpendorfers. And yes, Twerk is our planet's name. And our cow is called the Flerpendorcus. And they are actually the progenitor of the cow that you have today on planet Earth.
Right on. You know, that reminds me one time in Dorcas, in Belgium. Rihanna and I were listening to The Who, and I started to get up and started to move a little bit. She's like, wait. What are you doing? I'm like, this is how I dance. Next thing you know, 20 years later, she's doing the twerking. I created it. So what I want to get understand by you is this progenitor of the cow that you brought to Balderdash County. So what you're saying is you're just coming to collect them or are they take home some assembly required? So I don't know. Explain to me what happens there.
Flip Axman, might I Say first, your anecdotes are both lengthy and comical and confusing at the same time.
Yeah.
Mazark 5 is amused.
Speaking of lengthy, comical, and confusing,
oh, here we go.
My wife and I on our, well, my first wife on our honeymoon, you might have heard of her, Tathleta Sheath. Tathleta and I, she looked at me and she's like, you know, I understand your whole aesthetic, but frankly, come on. And, you know, that basically describes who I am. So, I understand that you're not from around here. So what I'm basically trying to get at is, where are you performing? What do you want to do with your performance space? And how are you trying to get across to the audience?
That is correct. I am from the planet Twerk, as I have mentioned earlier on this program. And as a inhabitant on behalf of Twerk, I have come to share twerking with everyone here on the planet Earth and to spread the love.
That reminds me, coming up next is Spread the Love by Minute Twerk, only here on Baldur 97.5.
My favorite.
Ready your megawatt beam rifle, load your hyper bazooka, and prepare to launch into your own mecha-sized adventures. Mechasys is a Genesis supplement from Studio 404 Games that empowers players to create fantastic towering robots for use in their tabletop RPG campaigns. Available now at Studio404Games.com.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
All right, gang. Thanks for meeting on short notice here. We got a lot to discuss. It's been a crazy week here in Balderdash County. I've got loads of photographs and anecdotal evidence that I would love to break down. But first, who else here, just raise your hand, who else here has seen anything crazy this week?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah, PD, let's go. What do you got?
I'm in crisis here. I my ancient alien theory that dictates that aliens will eventually come back to Earth to reclaim their ancient monuments.
Yeah, of course, man. We studied this hardcore last year. You brought some incredible stuff to the table.
All right. I'm afraid I was wrong.
Oh, okay. Elaborate, Petey.
Last time I checked, pyramids are still there. The ones in Egypt and South America. And Central America and Las Vegas, they're all still there.
Massachusetts.
Pyramids in Massachusetts? I didn't even know there were pyramids in Massachusetts. Oh, yeah. Man, I'm having a crisis.
Well,
I mean, what's next? What's next? That Bigfoot is fake? I mean, come on.
Oh, Petey, man, you got to keep it together, man. Like, man, just because one thing isn't true doesn't mean we have to believe that everything is not true.
I don't know, Frank. I mean, I'm seriously beginning to question that there are even microchips and vaccines.
No, Petey. Careful. No. That's some tough language, man, for this group, buddy.
Man, that's some dangerous road to be walking down, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you got to just hold tight to the theories, because if you start letting go, man, that's when ends go loose.
You know, I mean, at first when the aliens showed up, I was like, hey, I was right. And then I just, but I mean, cows?
Yeah.
Who would have guessed cows?
Like,
are we supposed to be worshiping cows or like not eating beef? Or I own a steakhouse.
It's a really good steakhouse.
Thank you. I just can't handle this. I mean, I'm having a crisis.
Well, thanks, Petey. Thanks for sharing. And man, we're all right there with you. I mean, we have to hold strong through this together as a community. Yeah. Philip Jr. the things you were emailing me this week blew my mind. Do you mind sharing that with the group? Just a quick rundown of some of those emails.
Yeah. So it basically boils down to the fact that I'm getting crop circles. I have my product out there, and all of a sudden there's just like weird patterns, and they're circular and everything. And the weirdest thing about it is, you know, I mean, I grow my pot plants in the basement. So how am I getting crop circles in my basement, man?
Yeah, that's weird.
I feel like if it was outside, okay, aliens will do that, but they're getting into my house. And why? Like, what? Why? I need to. This is expensive. I'm losing money.
Yeah, let's work together here. Let's do what we do best. Let's come up with a theory. Why are there crop circles on Philip Jr.'s weed plants in his basement?
I have to do some more internet research on this, but you know how the earth is flat?
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Duh, yeah.
And you know how like the earth is surrounded by the Great Wall of Antarctica?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, what if there are multiple earths? What if the ring theory is correct? And one of the earth starts in Phil Jr.'s basement, and so it's not tiny crop circles in his basement. It's giant crop circles on a very tiny earth.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes total
and
sense.
What if like the aliens that came down like last week, what if they had the ability to shrink themselves? And what if the crop circles on your pot plants were made by really tiny, tiny, tiny aliens?
This is not good, guys, because I walk around down there naked all the time, and that means there are little people there watching me.
Yeah. Or they could be inside you at this point.
Oh, my God.
They probably burrowed in your rectum. That's the first place they go for.
That's what I read.
Here's a theory I want to put out there. What if Philip Jr. is being controlled by little aliens inside of him? Does anyone want to build on that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's obvious if he's being, you can tell by the way he's staring at us and moderately sweating. I've read this in the manuals. Also, the Celestine Prophecy talks about it very in-depthly about how if you do have people inside of you, that you will start sweating profusely as you see visions of circles dance in your heads, especially around the holidays. And also, man, have you ever thought that maybe the butterfly effect is happening with you? Because I'm pretty sure that's what comes next.
Mind blown. Oh, wow. My God.
Wow, there's a lot to break down here.
Yeah, I study a lot, guys.
I think I'm going to go walk around in a fugue state for a few hours. This is messing me up, man.
Hey, before you go, did you bring the pot?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'll leave it right there for you, bud.
I didn't know he was a fugie.
Hey, how are you kids doing down there? You want some brownies and some milk? I can hear your meeting going on.
That was Powerball's Revenge by Mike Boom. This is Flip Axman signing off. It's coming up next. ASMR Corner with Mort and Mindy. We'll see you on the flip side.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, Mort. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Thank you for asking. I'm doing very well. Some exciting news around town. Did you hear the scuttlebutt?
There's some big happenings in Balderdash County.
Oh, yes.
I think we should talk about it.
I think we should too.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about it and also incorporate it into the theme of our show today. What thinks you?
You and I are thinking on the same wavelength.
Don't we always? Don't we always, more?
It's uncanny.
It is. It is. It's otherworldly.
So, Mindy.
Yes, Mort.
It sounds like,
What's up?
Maybe we might be being invaded by aliens. There's been, some sightings and some unusual activity over by the Johnston farm. Yeah.
You don't say. Well, that sounds very exciting. I bet there's some very interesting soundscapes.
I like where you're going. I could sense where you're mm-hmm. going with that.
Mm-hmm. So I bet you were.
I think maybe I'd like to start it off, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you?
We might as well make it UFO related. So, here's the sound of a UFO coming over the Johnson Field. Hmm. And taking a cow.
That was a two-parter. It made me clench and want a milkshake at the same time.
I do love a good milkshake.
Oh, I know. I know. I know, Mort. Oh, hey, Mort. You know, this got me thinking, all this talk of aliens, about the types of noises that we do pick up from space. And there was one that caught my attention that, Mort.
It was me.
That was you.
Busted.
But that did sound... Oh, you're such a kidder. Mm. That's what I love about you. Anyway, yes, did you hear last week that NASA had picked up the sound of a star nebulizing? It was a beautiful sound, but I think I wanted to kick it up a notch, to quote a famous Cajun chef. Let's kick it up a notch and... let's have the sound of a nebulizing star, but let's pretend that star is a full orchestra.
Unbelievable. That was something else. I don't know where you come up with these things.
Thank you. I don't either.
You know, there are other things out there other than aliens. That maybe we don't understand.
Really?
Bigfoot, for instance, or the Loch Ness Monster.
Sure.
Yes.
Loch Ness Monster.
I like the way you said it. Can you say that again?
Scotland.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Loch Ness Monster.
There is a rumor that there's a Balderdash Ness Monster.
A Balderdash Ness Monster.
And I think I had to envision the Balderdash Ness Monster having a party with his friends and just getting a little too wild.
Mm-hmm. No.
Let's hear that.
We're having a great time here out in the locks going on, let me kill on, you know what I'm saying? This whiskey makes me all tipsy over here in the little lake near the boulder that you know.
You know, Mort, I think a drunken Scottish brogue is the epitome of ASMR relaxation and chakra realignment. Now, if you add it with the waterscape that you did so brilliantly.
Yeah. I mean, I was forward thinking there, I think.
Absolutely. You are avant-garde, Mort. Truly.
Please,
if you don't mind, Mort, I'd like to finish up here with a you know, I've been on to a Star Trek kick lately, speaking of aliens. And one particular character really sends my ASMR tingling every single time. I'd like to share it with you. If Tim has it. Oh,
live long and prosper, Tim.
And also with you. Mort, I present to you and to our audience members, without further delay, the sound of 100 Klingons screaming in their death, guttural death Klingon screams.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021 Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved. Go Dashers!